Suzanne Thurman is the executive director of the Marine Education Research and Rehabilitation Institute, or MER. She says dolphins follow their prey, crustaceans, squid, fish that have high fat content, along the Atlantic coast.
They are seeking food, they're teaching their young how to feed, but they also love the currents and the waves, and they will ride waves just like people do on a raft or a surfboard.
They're one of a few animals that play just for the sheer enjoyment of it. But the bottlenose dolphin has struggled to bounce back from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill and a morbillivirus targeting cetaceans that spread through the population. This virus, that affects the lungs, brain, and the immune system, previously impacted members of the dolphin population in the late 1980s.
We expected to see a decline, and indeed we saw a decline in our annual dolphin count the past 2 years.
MER saw just 7 dolphins at Herring Point in 2015, concluding that the dolphins were still suffering the aftermath of the virus. Having helped out with the count since 2014, MER volunteer Craig Marker says he has noticed the decline, but a population surge could happen this year.
This is the first year we've had the opportunity to see dolphins at the count. So even though we didn't count dolphins the last 2 times, we recorded that there wasn't dolphin activity and they could gauge where the dolphins' activity was along the Delaware coast.
Thurman and several MER volunteers counted 36 bottlenose at Herring Point in Cape Henlopen State Park on Saturday, one of over 30 observation points from Fenwick Island to Woodland Beach.
Oh, there are a lot. We've got a nice group coming through here.
Yeah.
Most of them are going north, but I just saw one circle back. That means there are probably some fish, or they've got a young one in the circle in the midst.
MER also used the count to examine patterns impacting the dolphin sightings. For example, a seagull diving down indicates food. A boat nearby often causes dolphins to flee.
All right, good. Did you get you got a note of all that, right, Casey? Would you like to have a turn at the form, or do you rather watch?
I'm fine either way.
What makes a count like this so exciting?
Everybody gets excited when they see a dolphin at the ocean because you see them on the television or at a local aquarium, and they're very attractive animals, and they seem to like human interaction. So I think as humans, we're attracted to them. So it's neat to come to the ocean and actually see them in their own environment.
I think that dolphins are just beloved in general. They're very present. They're great ambassadors for all of the species. Their features make them look like they have a built-in smile. They're known to be highly intelligent, communicative, very social. So because we in Delaware can come to the beach on any given day and see them from the shore, makes them seem so present in our lives.
Thurman says if an ample amount of dolphins are seen during the count, it's a sign of a healthy marine ecosystem, good ocean health, and water quality. For seafood lovers, a healthy fish stock means an adequate amount of food coming from the ocean and onto the plate. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.